Okay, so we're working on the Rambam Shita by the Psula Masachik Bekubia. So just to review, let's get the Shita straight away. So in other words, the Mishnah says the gambler is Pasul. Masachik Bekubia is Pasul. Okay, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says that's only if it is his umnus, okay. But if that's not his umnus, it's kosher. Okay, Tanakhama says pasul regardless. It would seem, right? It's a little bit complicated. The Gemara on top of Chafei, but Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that it's pasul. That is not pasul unless that's his profession. And the Tanakhama seems to hold his pasul regardless. Okay, so so like Rashi says, so in other words, so the basic understanding is like this: that if it's the Gemara gets into a question of whether Asmachta is Kanya or not, right? So if you hold like Rami Bar Chama that it's an Isser, that gambling is Asmachta, and Asmachta is Lokanya, so then he's like a Gazlan. Right? Gazlan Midrabanan, maybe. He's like a Gazlan. So then he'll be Usser, he'll be Pusel, just like Malva Bribus. If a guy's a Malva Bribus, he lends money with Ribus, or he borrows money with Ribus, it doesn't have to be his profession to be Pusel. Right? It's because he's over an Isser Rabanan of or an Isser D'Raisa of Ribus. That's Russia Hamas, right? Shame Russia. So the plain understanding is that if you hold gambling is an Isser D'Rabbanan, is an Isser Gezel because of Asmachta, so then it's just like a Malva Bribus, a Milva Bribus, or any other type of an Isser. But if you hold that there's no isser of gezel of ribus at all, then that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that since there's no isser gezel, the only time he's going to be pasul is if that's his profession. Why is that bad if that's his profession? So like Rashi says, since he's not osik in yeshiva shel olam, he's not a bucky in dinim on masav matan, and he's not a yarichet. Like we discussed the one when we did the Mishnah, it's not a psul of a shame Russia. It's a different kind of a psul. It's just a guy who is unfamiliar with the ways of civilized society, and he's not concerned with, he's living his life in a way that he's not concerned with the consequences. So he doesn't qualify as an aid. It's not that it's a psul, it's a lack in qualification. Right? But again, simply put, the plain way to understand it is when Rabbi Yehuda says it's his umnus, it's because it's not an Isser Gezel. So since it's not an Isser Gezel, the only way he could be Pasul Eidus is if he is a gambler by profession, and therefore not involved in business, not involved in transactions, not involved in Yishuv HaOlam, and not a Yarechet. And if you take a look at Tosvos, for instance, I think I had an off and on problem. Whatever. So Tosus Paskins, so the Gemara says we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Tosus says in Shabbos that gambling is not an Isser. Because since we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that means that you're only Usser, you're only Pasul as an aid, if you are professionally a gambler. But if you have another umnus and you gamble too, you're not Pasul Eidus. So what does that mean? That means Eidus is not an Isser Gezel. I mean, that means Misachim Bekubi is not Isser Gezel.
So then how could, even if you don't have a gambler, this doesn't make any sense.
No. Once again, no. If you say the machlokus of whether you have to be a gambler by profession, right, or even just recreationally, right? What's the difference? Why would you say you only pasul eidus if you're a professional gambler, or even if you're just a recreational gambler? The question is gambling Gezel?
Right.
If gambling is gezel, then any amount.
That
So I guess that's where I'm confused.
Even if you have a good paying job and you're involved in Yishuv Olam all day long, but you enjoy gambling, so that would mean to say you are over an Isser Gezel. So you have a shame Russia for being over an Isser Gezel. Just like if a guy is a great guy, but he also lends Meribus. Once in a while, he lends Meribus.
So who's that opinion?
That's the Tanakhama.
And
Rami Bar Chama, right.
And then who do we just say?
Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says you're only possible Edis if you're a gambler by profession and you have no other profession.
So that's what I'm taking up a problem with.
So then that means that it's not a Maisa Gezel.
So then it doesn't matter if you have another profession.
No.
That's what they're saying.
No. One second. Let's say gambling is not a Maisa Gezel. Then it's a different issue. Let's say gambling is not Gezel.
Okay.
Right? So if you gamble, you're not going to be puzzled because you're Gazlan. You're not going to be puzzled because you're Russia.
Okay.
So Reb Yehuda has a different din. Even though the Maisa gambling is not a Maisa of Gezel, but if that is your life, you're just not fit to be an aid.
You just stop.
It's Misham Shay. Okay. Like it's Shane Osik, the Yishuv.
Yeah. Because since you're not Osik in Yishuv Olam, Rashi says, you're not in the parsha of din at all. You just don't know anything about din. You don't care about din. You're not a guy who's trustworthy in din. Okay, but it's but that's the way the plame shot is. If you hold that it's gezel, then even if you have another profession, you'll be puzzled. And if you hold it's not gezel, you'll only be puzzled if that is your profession. Okay. And again, the Gemara explicitly says we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, Tosus says, gambling is not usher. Right? Okay. But the Rambam says gambling is an Isser Gezel, and you're only puzzle if that is your profession. So that's the problem in the Rambam.
Right.
Okay, so listen to the Rambams quickly over here. In Perek Vav Hilchos Gzela Vaveda. He says, "Hamasachek in Bikuvio." He said like this. What's involved, right? Devarim harbe asru chacham mishum gezel. There are many things that the Rabbanon said are also because of gezel. Over a land, raise a gazlan midiram. Okay, there are many things that are not also midaraisa. They're not really gezel, but midrabbanon they consider them gezel. Okay, the pigeon guys and. And one of them is Mesachik B'Kuvio. So he says, what is that? That is HaMesachim B'Eitzim O B'Tzroros O B'Atzomo Sukiyotzi B'Hen V'Osin Tanai B'Neim Shekoh HaNotzeach Eschavero B'Oso HaSachok Yikach Minu Kach V'Kach. So that's the bet. They make a bet. I bet I can do this or that. And whoever wins takes the money. Okay? HaRezeh Gezel MiDivreihem. So apparently it's not Nesmachta, but it's... he's saying it's midrabanan. It's gezel. Why? Afal pisha baratzon habaylim lokach. Even though he took it with the baal's das, ho v'lokach mi mamon chaveru bechinam derech sechok v'hosel harezeh gezel. What exactly is he saying over here? Is he saying it's nasmachta? Saying apparently plamsha is like Tosus learns, like we mentioned in the beginning. We did the Mishnah. It is a nasmachta. But it's not technically gezel because the guy's giving it to you. Really is no kinyan. They didn't really mean it as a kinyan. But you can't call the guy a gazel midoraisa because he did give it to you. Right?
Meaning the loser elected to give him the money?
Yeah, the loser did ultimately give him the money. Maybe it was under some idea that it was not technically gezel. That was not technically a kinyan. So if he knew, maybe he didn't have to give it, he wouldn't have to. He wouldn't. But the bottom line is, he didn't grab something from the other guy's hand. So technically, you can't call him a gazlan. But midrabanan, they consider him a gazlan.
Is he considered a Russia?
Good question. And then he has also a little horse racing going on over here. But he says, v'masachik b'kuvya im ha'goy. Right, if a guy gambles with a non-Jew, ein bo iser gezel. Then there is no iser gezel. Aval yesh bo iser osek b'devarim b'telem. But there is an isser of being involved in nonsense. She'ein roi la'odam she'yasok kol yomov ela b'divrei chochma u'b'yishuvo shel olam. So, and that's the same thing the Rama mentions in the Perush Shnayos. He goes through this whole thing in the Perush Shnayos. Man's only has a right to live if he's involved in either learning or yishuv olam. Just the life of the bachelor, of the playboy, is not a life that is not a life that we consider justified.
So presumably that even if you were doing it with a Jew, it would still be a davar batel?
Yes. If you did it with a Jew, it would be davar batel, but it would not be a maisa gezel midrabanan. If you did it with the Jew, it would be definitely davar batel, but it would also be a technically a maisa gezel midrabanan. Okay, so clearly, at least with gambling with a Jew, it's very clear that it's a gezel midrabanan according to the Rama. And with a guy, while it's not gezel midrabanan, he does say yesh bo iser. There is an iser in gambling of osik bedvarim betalim. The honest question, though, is would that be an isser of a one-time deal, or is that like an isser of the life of the gambler?
Yeah.
It's not clear. I mean, plain shot is, if you just read a plain shot, sounds like he's saying any amount of it does partake of the isser of Dvarim Batalim. Now, you could ask yourself, though, are Dvarim Batalim always usser? I mean, watching TV, it could also be Dvarim Batalim. So, I think it's the type of thing that if the person has a cheshbon and he knows that for whatever reason he needs to relax and this helps him relax, so then it's not Dvarim Batalim. But if that's his pursuit, that would be Dvarim Batalim. I mean, it's a big question because poker is very popular these days. Well, actually, it's not so popular anymore, but still.
It's pretty popular.
Can't tell you how many shilas, you'd be surprised. Shilas that my father's gotten on that. Guys who, from people who really feel they can make it to the top of the poker ladder. But unfortunately, some of the games are on Shabbos, and they want to know, can they, it's chips, it's not really money. But, yeah. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, that quite heard. I've heard that question.
There's a kid in YU.
There's always a kid in YU. Yeah.
There's a guy.
And Simon and Garfunkel were in MTA. Yeah.
No, there's a guy in YU who does online poker, and he makes. But I heard that now.
Okay, so that's the halacha in Gezel, and then in Eidos. In Adem, what does he have? Right. Hilchos Eidos Perek Yud at the end of Perek Yud Lachadalid. So he says we did this already a little bit, right? In the beginning of the parak, he says there's a that a Rasha's puzzle Eidos Min HaTorah. And one type of Rasha is a guy who's Chayv Malkus, who does an Isser of Malkus. And there's also a Rasha of someone who's Osek, who is involved in, even if it's not a Malkus issue, but it's, he's Lokech, Lokin Mamon Sheino Lahem, right? V'chamas, with force. So, and then he says, V'chein, kol ha'over al gezel shel devrayim. Harei zeh posel mi devrayim. Okay, so here, very quick, simple quiz. The Rambam says, in Gezela, Perek, Vav, Halacha, Yud. Halacha, Zayin, Dvarim harbe asrucham mishum gezel. Over aleihem harizei gazlam midivrayim, and who was one of them? The Mesachik Bekuvia. And in Perek Yud Hilchos Eidos he says, "V'chein kol ha'over al gezel shel devrayim harizei pasul midivrayim." Right. So if a person gambles, he should definitely be pasul midivrayim for Eidos, because Ram defined it as an issur drabanan. As a gezel midrabanan in Gzela Vaveda. And over here he says very simply, whoever is over gezel midrabanan is pasul eidos midrabanan. But yet he qualifies it over here. Over here he says, "V'chein ha'masachik b'kuvya v'hu shelo tiyeh lo umnos elahi ho v'eino osik b'yishav olam." So now he says, now he's violating his rule. He says the Masachik B'Kubya, who is over in Issel Gezel Midrabanan, is not automatically possible for Edus. He has to be professionally a gambler. And then he gives like this funny contradictory reason. Like a couple of turns over here. Ho'il ve'eino osik b'yishuv ha'olam. Okay, so maybe you'll say that's the problem. There's a different problem, like Rashi. He's not osik in yishuv ha'olam. But then he says, "Hareze becheskes sheochel min akuv yeshu avak gezel." And then he brings it back. He says, "Why is it a problem if he's professionally a gambler? Because there's a chazaka that he supports himself from the gambling, and that is avak gezel." And then he says, "Velo bekuv yebilvad amru." Not only the gambler with the cubes, with the dice. Even the Klipe Agozim, the Klipe Rimonim, and even the pigeon guys, right? What are all the evens? Who cares? Who cares what the guy plays? Who cares? It's like only a classy game. Whoa. Not if he's. I mean, the Gemara seems to say the Klipe Agozim are like more casual. It's like not as fixed of a.
That's the three card Monty, right?
So there are two problems in the Rambam. One is a source problem, and the other is just a svar problem. Source problem is there's no shita like this, right? Like we said before, there's the shita of Rami Bar Chama, who says a smachta is an isser, right? And therefore, the Tanakhama holds its Aser because of Gezel. And then you have Rav Shesh says a Smachta is not an Iser. And therefore, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that you only puzzle if it's your umnas. But it doesn't seem in the Gemara that you have the Shita that says it's Aser Midrabanan as Gezel, or it's Aser as an Iser of Gezel, and it's only if you're a professional gambler. But someone who has a sharp eye might have noticed, if you go back to Chaf Dalet on the base. Oh, Gil, you don't have a Gemara today?
Well, but only because he's not Yishuv
Olam? Yeah, I mean, that's the first line, that's the first Gemara, right? Gemara is like this. Mesachik b'kubya mai ka'ovid, why should he be puzzle? Right? Quick review. Amar Rami Bar Chama mishum davi asmachta v'asmachta lokanya. He's over in Issa Drabanan of Gezel. Right? That's what Rashi says. V'havile ke'en gezo, right? Lo kanya v'havile ke'en gezeil biyado. You got the Gemara there, Yonah? Right? So the Gemara wants to know, why is the gambler puzzled to aid this? So what did he do? What did he do? Having a little fun. What did he do? Right? So the Gemara says, oh no, it's a problem of a smachta. That's what Rami Bar Chama says. And since it's a smachta, Rashi says that's gezo. Midra, that's ke'en gezo. Right? That's it. Okay, hold on. Don't listen to the whole thing. And Rav Shesha says, "Kol ki I gav the lava smachti." That's not gezel mizr. That's not kein gezel. Ella. So then, why is he puzzle? Because he's not osik in yeshuva sholem. Just to be super clear, the Gemara says, "My beinayu." What's the nafka mina between saying that, like Rami Bar Chama, that asmachta is that gambling is kein gezel, or saying like Rav Sheshes that it's not kein gezel, de gomar umnaso achrisi, that if the guy gambles but has another profession, according to Rav Sheshes, he'll be kosher le'edus, and according to Rami Bar Chama, he'll be pasul le'edus. Okay, so that means to say, if you hold it's gezel medivrehan, if you hold it's kein gezel, then you puzzle even if it's not your umnus. And if you hold it's not gezel, then you'll only be puzzle if it is your umnus. There's no choice here of saying that you're puzzle if it's that it's gezel, but you only puzzle if it is your umnus. There's no choice like that. Okay? So
wait,
someone.
Wait. Isn't that what you just said?
That's right. Now, take a look at that Aleph in brackets. See the Aleph in brackets? Rav Sheshes Omar. yeah. Got it?
No.
Yeah, but where does that lead to?
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, I still know
where it goes. Hagaho Sagra?
Leads to Hagaho Sagra. So read the Hagaho Sagra. Right.
Oh.
So you got to read the Gemara again. The Gemara is like Gemara. He has a bracket. He has parentheses around what phrase?
Kol ki hagam na lavas machta ella.
He has bracket. He has parentheses around the phrase Kol ki hagav na lavas machta ella, and then he has a very, very useful abbreviation. This is an abbreviation you should memorize. Anyone want to guess him? Tevos elu mechukin.
Oh wow, that is very important.
It means these letters are erased.
Oh.
Okay. In other words, remove these letters. Remove these words.
Wow.
Whenever you see a Bach or anybody that puts something in parentheses, they always use X. They always have that abbreviation. So now let's read it according to the Gra. Mesachi b'kubi ma'iko ovid omar rabbi marachamo mishum davi asmachta v'asmachta lokanya. Rav Sheshes omar lefisha ein asukin bi yeshuvo sha'olam. So what did the Gra do? Conceptually, what did the Gra do? He fit the Rambam sheet into the Gemara.
Right there.
He removed Rav Sheshes, who said that gambling is not an asmachta. So now Rav Sheshes and Rabbi Chama both agree that gambling is an isidra, is asmachta. They're only arguing on whether it's sufficient to passel the guy, but they both agree it's asmachta. But wait, for some reason, Rabbi Marchama says that's enough, and Rav Sheshes says even though it's a smachta, he's only going to be possible if he's not involved in Yishuvah.
Yeah.
And that, hey, we found the sheet of the Rama.
Isn't that like a yeah? Who give you permission? To pull this
in out? Other words, the Gra said.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious.
Harambam lo goras law. He says that must be the Rambam had the different girsa. Who says nowhere that his sheet is found in the Gemara. It must be he had this different girsa.
And it was an error in the Rambam.
No. It's very clear what the Rambam is saying. So we've solved the first problem, the text, the source problem we've solved by supplying the source. The problem is the Svara.
Yeah.
But the problem is still the Svara. If we're going to say he's a Gazlan Midrabanon, and the Rambam still internally has this difficulty, because he does say he's a Gazlan Midrabanon. He does say it's Gazlan Midrabanon, and he does say whoever's over Gazlan Midrabanon should be Pasul Le'edus, but then he, because of his girsa, he says, but the gambler is still only possible if he has that as his profession. Why not? He's over some because of Ran. Yeah. So it's an amazing thing. You don't see this too often. The Ran was mechavein to the Rambam, and he noticed it. He said he thought of this idea first, and then he saw the Rambam. But what would you say? How would we get out of this problem? How could we get out of this problem?
That's his own profession.
Right. So even though it's Gezel Midrabbanon, it's not an automatic exclusion from Edus. The Rambam says it's only if it's Yisha, he's not involved in Yisha Olam. But still, he still has that funny explanation. Why? He says, "Hareze bechezkas she'ocha min akuvia shehu avak gezel." It's not enough that he's just not involved in Yishuv Olam. It's since he's not involved in Yishuv Olam, he has no other profession. Then what? He must be living off of this. Who cares? I think some of the Achronim want to say, like, because sometimes people gamble, they don't really take the money or whatever it is, but if the guy doesn't have any other profession, he must be taking that money and living off of it. So maybe just if you see a guy gamble, you can't say he's definitely taking the gezel. I don't know, it's a funny thing. And also in the Parish Rishnayis, the Rambam expresses, he goes through this whole philosophical idea of Yishuv Olam and not having the right to live. How exactly that plays into his theory of gambling, of being a psul edus, is difficult. And what if a guy gambled only with Goyim? What if he only gambled with Goyim?
Then it's totally fine.
It seems so, right? It would seem so. Because the Rambam says there's no Isser. So he's not, is he ochel me, can you say, can you give him the chezkas ochel min akuvya shehu avak gezel?
Maybe there's no law of the property by a guy.
Well, no, there is an Isser Gezel from a guy. There is an Isser Gezel from a guy. So the Ron's approach, I mean, I was thinking of a similar approach to the Ron. I mean, so I was glad to see that over there. I mean, his approach is what? The who?
The Ron?
We didn't say the Ron yet. Oh. You want to hear what the Ron says? Yeah. I'll just give it to you, Bekitzer. The Ron's approach is that just because it's a mice, just because it's an Isser Gezel, Midrabanon, that's not sufficient to apostle the person. Why? He says it twice, right? He basically gives the same idea over in both places. Because he says, he says, "Va'ani Omer de Kula Masnisin Psulin de Rabbana and Lachud." Yeah. Kidemuchachti, kidemuchachei Hani Rayos Tuleel. Okay. So he says like this: even though it's not smachta, it's not gezel midaraisa. Came into me daite yovle. Like I said before, gave it willingly. The gazlan do raisa leisa elgon hachotef davar miad chaver. Kidechsa v'yizol hachanis miad hamitzri. That's the case in Navi. That gezel, to be gezel, it has to really be an aggressive act of the person. It has to be forcefully taking something. So here, or hakofer b'pikadon, or sholach yad b'pikadon, has to be a forceful thing, against like an adversarial kind of a thing. But here the guy is taking it, he's giving it, you're taking it. Aval hacha demidaita yarvle, im kadim yono l'yono, if his yono wins, so then, Shehu tov b'daito, Shehu yarviach, he thought he would win. So, so therefore he wants to say, and then he wants to say like this, and then he says, and if you're going to say, and now he says like the Rambam, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's only usur if it's your omnus, he says that sounds like if it's just casual, there's no isser at all in the gambling. He says that's not true because he learns the Gemara and Shabbos to mean that it's usur all the time. So then if it's usur all the time, what do you need the reason of Yishuv Olam for? So he's like this. Ella she'eno posel edus ella imkein ein lo omnis ella hu. So he learns just like the Rambam. And he says, v'achar kach reisi Rambam zal she'posel kein. Ratzalom or shukos of perik vav milchuk zela the mishem esachkin bekubi hein gizela gazlanim midrayim. And in Edus he says it's only if you have no other umnus, right? So he says he noticed that exact stira, but he doesn't consider it a stira. He's happy about it. He says it's exactly his position. But hold on. But later on he explains the problem. Where was that one? That was here. He says like this. On Chof Vav on base where the Gemara Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says like this. He says, it means like this. Kol ki hai gavno lava smachto. He has the gear, so it's interesting. He says, le'inyin she'yifsol misachik b'kubia le'edus im yesh lo umnes acheres she'ena smachtazu kishara smachtos. So he has like he has the Rambam's girsa. He does not like the Gra. He wants to say, I don't know why he says Rabbi Shimon, it should be Rav Sheshes. But he says when Rav Sheshes says Kol ki agav nalav da smachtahi, he says it just means in terms of psul leedus. Okay, that this type of an asmachta won't pasul you leedus. Why? Da asmachtos to alma ena tanai elamitzad echad. A regular asmachta is a one-sided thing. Okay. Kima Ruven Shomer Lishimon Hindi Nosin Luchamana Im Lo Telech Hamakom Ploni. I said, I'll give you $100 if you don't go there. So I don't have anything to gain from it. I don't stand to win any money based on that. So that's an asmachta. If you do that kind of an asmachta, that's really not kona at all. And if you take that money, that would be like a get on the Durbana. But here, it's a mutual thing, right? It's a mutual thing. We both stand to benefit from it. Umitoch sezer rotza liknos, sezer rotza lahaknos, ein bo isra asmachta deraisa le'in shim tofaze mizeh bechazoka kiderach din sechok. Since we do this and we have this mutual understanding, even if I would take the money from you after I win, it would not be a din of gezel. Ela isur derabbanan bilachud. V'kevan delo mash. So he really says, in other words, when Rav Shesha says it's not an asmachta, so he means to say in terms of deraisa, it's not an asmachta. Okay? Because it's a mutual agreement. Whatever the svaras we had over there, it's a mutual agreement, so I'm getting a promise for a promise, whatever it is. So there wouldn't be an Issa Dereis of Gezel. Ela Issa Derabanan Vilchud. The cave and the Lomash Melul in Shilimi Aved Isura Afil Derabanan Ein Roy Sheyifslu Misachke Bekuvia. But since this Isser doesn't, since Midrabanan, since people don't relate to this as an Isser on any level, then it doesn't make sense that the guy should be puzzled. That's Rav Sheshes.
Even if it's his only source?
Oh, no, as a Maisa. Okay. Ella imkein ein lehem umnus elahu. Vehu taimed Rav Sheshes. That's what Rav Sheshes means. Rav dimi sfirle da filu b'chiyai gavne ika smachta v'isur da raisa. I tofis chad michavri b'chazaka. Okay. So that's how he's learning the machlokas between Rav Sheshes and Rav Dimi. Once again, Rav Dimi says it's an asmachta, and it would be no kinyan even midoraisa. So therefore, he learns if a guy gambles, we make a deal. If my pigeon wins, I get the $100. If your pigeon wins, you get the $100. Deal? Good. My pigeon wins, and you don't want to pay up, so I grab the money from your hand. Okay? So that's how the Ran is learning Rav Dimi. He's learning Rav Dimi to mean that would be Gezel Daraisa. Why? Because there was no Kenyan, and I grabbed it. I had no right to it based on any Kenyan, and I grabbed it, so I'm like a Chotef Mamon. You understand? Mm-hmm. But Rav Shesha says that's not an Asmachta in the Daraisa framework. Meaning if I grab the money,
it would just be a Darabonan?
It would be a Darabonan Isser of Gezel. Okay?
Because you had a kinyan with him?
Because midaraisa, the kinyan is good. Because a smachta, this would be a good kinyan midaraisa. Uh-huh. This type of a thing is not an asmachta. The only time we say it's an asmachta and there's no kinyan is when it's the one-sided promise. Right? But since this is a whole enterprise that we both willingly entered into and we each stand to gain and we're exchanging promises and I want to give and you want to give to me in order that one of us can win, that's not an asmachta midaraisa. Therefore, if I win and I grab the money from you, you can't call me a gazlan. But he doesn't mean it's mutter, like the Rambam is learning. Right. They were just discussing on the deraisa framework. Okay? But really, midrabanan, it's usher too from the Gemara and Shabbos. If it's usher midrabanan, why is he not pasul le'edus midrabanan? Here's what the Ran says: because it doesn't seem like an isser to anybody. It's true the rabbanan ushered it, but nobody feels like it's an isser. I'll read it to you. Kevan de lo mashma lehu le'inshi le'me'aved isura. Nobody thinks they're doing an isser when they do this. Afilu midivrayim. Even midrabanan, it doesn't seem like it's an isser. It's just two consenting adults. Okay. Ella im kain ein lahem umnis elahu. He's saying it doesn't have the sense of isser. It's interesting. Kevan, he says, Ella isser drabanan bilachud dahinu gezel de devrayim. The kevan de lo mashma lahu leinshi leme avid isura el afilu drabanan. Even since it doesn't seem like an Issur Rabbanan to anybody, even an Issur Rabbanan, ein roi sheyifsalu misachake bekuvya afilu midrayim, ella im kein ein lahem umnas elahu. Since it doesn't seem like an Issur to anybody, nobody feels like they're doing an Issur, nobody thinks of themselves as a gazlan in any sense at all, even midrabbanan he shouldn't be posel unless that is his umnas.
Why? The end is still the same.
But why?
He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong.
But why? And that's what still is unclear. Mayer's 100% right. That's still is unclear. And even to the Rambam it was unclear. And that's why he says, because, he has to give a because.
Right.
But it's still, the because still doesn't make sense. Because he's b'chezkas she'ocho min akuv yeshu ava gezel. Yeah, but the whole point was it didn't seem like gezel to anybody.
Right, so who, right,
so who cares?
What's
the problem? Do with the Isser of gezel. Now, as you can learn the Ran, like Rashi's Tam of Yishevolam, that has nothing to do, when the guy's a professional gambler, has nothing to do with the gezel at all. Gezel, we've taken care of. Not a problem. Nobody feels like a gazlan. Nobody looks like a gazlan. But the problem of the professional gambler... Okay, so this is what I was thinking in terms of the Rama.
He needs to win every single time.
But the difficulty with the Ram is he's putting Yishuv Olam as like a way of verifying that he's eating from the Kuvia. Like, that's not the thing itself. It's not because he's involved in Yishuv Olam. It's not because he's not involved in Yishuv Olam. It's V'hu Shelo Tielo Umnas Elo. He, Ho Will V'Eino Oseg B'Yishuv Olam, because he has no other Umnas, then he's B'Chezkas She'ochum in a Kuvia. Shehu Avak Yezol. Who cares? And what if I saw a guy has a full-time paying job, but he also supplements his income with gambling. Would he also be possible to win the Rama? So, let me just propose one possibility. And it's funny, someone, Rabbi Sinman, bought me a nice present at the YU book sale. They wrote up Shiurim from the Rav on Sanhedrin. This sefer goes up until Lamed Aleph. So,
is this the one where they stole his notes?
No. This is from Rav Shechter's notes, mainly from Rav Shechter's notes. So he took a little bit of a different approach to the answers. Maybe we'll go over that tomorrow. But I was thinking like this: that the Rambam, I'm mainly influenced by the Rambam in the Perush Shnayos also, because the Rambam Perush Shnayos, his whole focus over there is Yishuv Olam. That a guy who doesn't involve himself in Yishuv Olam or Talmud Torah, he really has no right to live. He has no right to exist. So maybe the Rambam really holds the psul of the Mesachik B'Kuvia is really the psul is Yishuv Olam. The psul is that he's a gavra who's not involved in Yishuv Olam. That's really the nature of the psul. But not like Rashi, that he's just unlearned in things. But it's a psul in terms of the gavra himself, okay? It's like a shame of the gavra that he has no right to society, to the he has no right in din because of his identity of being a person who has really living a life that is considered outside of society. And outside of the rights of society.
Anyone who's not engaged in Yishuv Olam.
Ah, so why isn't it just say anybody who's not engaged in Yishuv Olam? Okay. Let's say a guy is a very wealthy heir. Right. He just sits on his pile of money and he doesn't do anything. He plays video games all day. Right? The problem, the idea of Mesachik B'Kubya is the answer to that question. That midrabbanon, they had to define midrabbanon. We can't just look and evaluate lifestyles and say.
Oh, you're saying like a naval birshus Torah.
Something like that. As midrabbanon, we need to have a definition of a person who's not involved in Yishuv Olam, and it has to be not that we're going to go and evaluate how people are using their time. Can't do that, Mr. Runner. Can't. That's not a definition. And we're going to evaluate what you do, and how you're spending your time. So definitively, Mesachik B'Kubya is giving you the definition of the psul of Yishuv of Eino Osek B'Yishuv. And what is it? It's when he supports himself with a method that has no Yishuv Olam. In other words, until the guy And there's a difference between a guy who has a recreational activity and the guy who supports himself on that. The one who supports himself on that, that is definitively now, in the societal sense, that's what he is. In other words, people say, what do you do? What do you do, right? What do you want to be, actually, people say. What do you want to be?
That's why it says, like, the Rambam says, like, the... What was the lesson with the Ochel?
There's a chazaka that he's Ochel, right? In other words, that's... In other words, halachically speaking, of course, there's an imperfection, halachically speaking, if a guy just sits home and has a lot of money from his father and he does nothing,
right.
And a guy who gambles and does nothing. Philosophically speaking, you could say they're equivalent. But halachically speaking, there's a difference. Halachically speaking, there's a difference. And the way the halacha codified the gavra of the gavra who's not involved in Yishev HaOlam is where dafka he has a method of supporting himself that is from an activity that has nothing to do with Yishev HaOlam. In other words, the psul is Yishev HaOlam, but the structure is, halachic structure is, that he's an ochel may from the very activity that's not Yishev HaOlam.
And the lack of Yishev HaOlam is what's causing him to survive.
That's right.
That's the essence of his life.
That's the only way halachically we define the guy as the baal of the gavra. Is sort of like his umnus has to be not Yishev HaOlam. Otherwise, you'll say that's just his. Otherwise, halachically we can't differentiate. No, listen to the point I'm trying to make over here. And this has to do with what you were asking, Yonah, this morning. How do you define this thing? I mean, how do you define how much time a guy spends on one thing and the other thing? The guy spends 50% of his time gambling and 50% of his time working. 80% to gambling, 20% work. How do you define it? Okay? How do we draw the line and say, well, if he does this much gambling, he's not osik and he's... Right? So, halachically, it's only when the gambling is his parnasa. When you take the thing that is not Yishev HaOlam and it becomes his method of sustenance, then we can say he relates to Yishev HaOlam as an ikar. Then he's the gavra, or the lack of Yishev HaOlam. Then he's the gavra that is mufka from Yishev HaOlam. Otherwise, you could say, well, that's just his recreation. That's just his recreation. It has to be taken from a recreational activity into a professional activity in order to define him as the anti-Yishev HaOlam. See, the Rav, I'll show you tomorrow, he took the opposite approach. He wanted to say that really the Isser is in Gezel. This is something I think Yonah was going this way. Really the Isser is in Gezel, but Ein Umnes Acher is like a shear in the Gezel. Mm-hmm. We're going opposite routes.
Wait, like the Vakezel and not...
That he doesn't explain so well. He leaves off with a little bit of a question. But he wants to do the opposite way. That really, one Maisa is a Maisa of Gezel Midr Rabbanan. But in order to be puzzle from Edus, you need to have a certain shear of that Isser Midr Rabbanan. In other words, it's not a one-time Maisa that puzzles you. It has to be like a kvias of that Isser. So if a guy has no other profession, then he's a kavua. I mean, I'll tell you the nafkamina. There's a huge nafkamina between what I'm saying and what he's saying. What I'm saying, it should really be possible even if he gambles with Goyim.
Because he's not involved in Yishev HaOlam?
Not involved in Yishev HaOlam. It's not really the Isser Gezel.
That's
much
better. I like that.
And when he says avak gezel, that's what he means. He means since by the guy it's just like something like gezel.
That's good.
That's what I was thinking. Now, as you could say though that the Rama would say he's you see This is the way I was thinking initially, the way Yonah is saying now, that the Rambam's whole idea over here is that halachically we have to have a way to define the Gavra as outside of Yishev Olam, right? The only way that we define him halachically as such is if we can have his profession from something that the Rabbanan defined as an activity of no value, or an activity that's illicit. So it's true that if the guy was a professional gambler with Goyim or with Jews, he'd have the same exact philosophical flaw. But in terms of the system will not define will not treat them the same. So in terms of the system of Isser, in terms of the system of Halacha, one we can say is being supported from an illicit activity, and one we can't. So definitively speaking, we can only call the guy who gambles against the Jew as a posolatus. Not because the underlying person is different, but because my whole theory over here is that the halacha needs a way to define a guy. We need to have a halachic mechanism of defining the guy. And that's only through through an activity that's halachically already defined. But yeah. I'm not sure.
It's not halachically gezela from
a guy who's midrabban is not even gezel, according to the Rambam.
So you couldn't even say that.
So the question is, what does he mean that he's ochel from a vak gezel? Is he trying to include the Rabbanan side too? Is he trying to include the in other words, if a guy only gambles with Goyim, would you say he's ochel from Avak Gezel? I mean, it's not clear. The term Avak Gezel is not clear to me. I had the sense, I mean, that's the question, Yonah. When the Ram says he's ochel, is the Ram trying to include the gambling with the guy and saying that's also like Avak Gezel? We got to look up that term a little more carefully.